5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a mom
and a dad
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. Do we say that again? Shoot, you threw me off with your weirdness. Dang it. I'm Crystal.
I was being weird because I feel crummy. I'm a sicky face.
I'm always the sick one.
And now I
think you're just a baby.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I'm one of those guys, huh? I'm like, I'm tough during the day, but when I'm sick, I'm a little baby.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Hello, fellow ringleaders. We're back.
We're back. And
it has been a week.
Especially for you. So let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
Let's. I saw the evil look in her eye and I was just like, I'm going to say it.
It feels weird to say, let's talk about our crazy circus and then not respond.
Well, let me talk
with something
about,
like, sure.
Let me talk about the one thing that I did this week. So
just going to knock it out
on Monday. On Monday, we were tired and we're like, you know what? I said, let's get pizza and a movie. And we did. So we got pizza and we rented an Ice Age Collision Course.
Boo.
Yeah. Two thumbs down.
We did giggle a few times.
But overall, it was just like, meh.
Just let it die.
Yeah. They should have let it die with the third one because that was the best one. So Dawn of the Dinosaurs. But, yeah, so I only did that one thing because the next day I flew to Las Vegas for a business trip. So, So essentially I didn't get back until Friday night. And so I don't have stories to tell.
I've got plenty.
I was in Vegas.
I'll make up for it.
Vegas, baby!
You don't want to tell them about all that money you lost?
Oh, yeah. Because I am a gambler. All right. This is going to be the Crystal Show.
Crystal Show!
Yeah!
There it is. Okay, well, first things first. Lacey is sitting in the living room and holds up a broken pen.
Oh.
And said, someone broke this pen.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm looking everywhere.
Let's just touch on that for a second. So it seems she's our 5-year-old, and we have gotten to that point where she is starting to lie.
Fibbing.
She's a fibber. Because, you know, it's just that natural thing, like, I don't want to say anything because I'm going to get in trouble, but yet you get more in trouble when you're fibbing. I don't know. So just today we've had experiences with not just her, but other children.
Yeah.
Fibbing.
It's been a special day.
And so it's just like, oh.
We live in a house of lies.
That's right. We're going through that whole thing right now. But anyway, continue on with your story.
Anyway, so she shows me this broken pen and said she didn't know who broke it.
I don't know who broke this, but it's in my hand.
Yeah. Well, she claimed later that it was Jackson, so I don't know, because that is legitimate.
Blame the 3-year-old that can't defend himself.
Hey, they all do it.
Even I do it. It was Jackson.
Who ate this tub of ice cream?
It's totally Jackson.
Anyway, and so I was like, did it make a mess? And she said, nah. And then later, the kids hold up a bowl. Like, a little styrofoam bowl that was on the floor in the living room. And it is painted in blue ink.
Oh.
And then so now... Oh, and then Jay gets home. And we had just taken her to go spend her birthday money. And she bought this little tiger lion thing.
Cheetah.
Yeah, that thing. And she holds it up. And she goes, Mom, what happened to my tiger? And I look, and its whole face is blue.
What?
It's blue. And I recognize the ink. And I was like, Lacey, what did you do? And she's like, I didn't do it. I don't know. And then I said, where's the rest of this blue ink? Yeah. Like, where's the little stick insert? I know you had it because it was leaking all over. Like, where is it? She goes, I don't know. I don't know. So you know what's going to happen when we move? We're going to find a huge ink spill somewhere in our house.
Yep.
That's been hidden.
Yep.
Anyway, so Jay starts crying about our tiger. And I say...
Cheetah.
Well, whatever. A little cat thing. Cheetah. She's crying about it. And I send the girls outside.
Rightfully so.
I know. I send everyone outside because I'm already frustrated. And I said, I'll fix it somehow. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, this is ink. There's no way I could get a wipey.
Yeah.
And, like,
how are you
going to
get that off?
I could have looked it up online, but I was like, you know what? I wonder if I could just cut this. And so I sat on the couch and I cut its entire face off. And you can't even tell.
You just, like, trimmed the very top layer
off.
Yeah.
My pants were covered with little fuzzy things.
Oh, because she had it today.
You can't tell.
And I didn't know that story, and I couldn't tell.
Yeah, and so they came back in, but I did not want anyone seeing me cutting a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
So I sent them all outside, and then when she came back in, I was like, look, Jay, I fixed it. And she's like, what'd you do? And I'm like, I just worked on it. And I hit all the fuzzy stuff, you know? Yeah. Grayson did catch me, but he's kind of past that age, hopefully.
Yeah. Don't cut your animals.
Yeah, when he came in, I was like, don't tell anyone I did this.
Don't tell monkey.
Yeah, and so, Kung Fu Panda. Anyway, so it looks perfect. You cannot tell. I was impressed with my haircutting abilities.
Good job, babe.
I think I want to go back to school for...
Be a beautician.
Beautician or whatever. That's right. Cosmetologist.
A hair stylist.
A cheetah doer. Hair doer.
A zoologist with a master's in cosmetology.
Yes, that's exactly what I want to do.
That's right.
Anyway, so she was just totally blown away that I fixed her animal. No one ever has to know that I cut its face off.
That's right.
So it's frustrating.
Good job.
But it is super frustrating because I know there's a blue ink thing somewhere in our house.
That's going to be exciting to find out. Hopefully it's just like on like an animal or a t-shirt and not like on the carpet.
Or, you know, she has hidden things in the drawer in the bathroom. Maybe it's in there.
Or in another drawer somewhere.
Speaking of Lacey, here's my shaming story for the week.
Oh. Drop the mic.
So, we've mentioned we're like super close into moving into another house in town. And I'm sitting at the table with my dozens of paint swatches trying to figure out what colors I want my house to be. And I send the kid, or the kids ask if they can go jump on the trampoline. Just the littles. It's during school. And a few minutes later, Jackson comes in and goes, Lacey's stuck. And I like stopped and I listened and I didn't hear anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, she's fine.
One of those situations.
She's fine. And I said, go back outside. And he goes, I'm hungry. So I let him get a snack. He sits and chats with me for a while, and then he tries to play a video game, and I'm like, no, go back outside. And he goes to the door, and he goes, open door! And I said, Jackson, you can open the door. And he said, open door! So I open the door, and I send him outside, and then he comes back in, he's like, open door! Open door! And I was like, you cannot leave the door open! It's gonna let all the flies in!
Yeah.
And he starts crying. And then so finally I'm like, what, Jackson? And I step outside and I'm like, what do you want? And he goes, open door! And all of a sudden I hear Lacey going, mommy! And she claims that the wind blew our back gate closed and she was standing outside in the alleyway for like 15 minutes.
Oh, good job, honey.
And I opened the door, but when I came out, or when I first opened the door, the first time he said, open door.
Yeah.
I heard her singing. So okay. I don't think it was that traumatic.
Yeah.
But when I opened the door, her eyes were all rimmed with tears. Like she had been crying and then gave up and started singing.
Yeah.
So I totally locked my kid out in the alleyway.
No, you didn't. She did it to herself.
But still, I was like, she's fine, Jackson. Leave me alone.
But how many times have we've done that and other parents have done that? Everyone does that.
Yeah. Everyone locks their kids out in the alleyway.
Yeah.
But I just thought, what if someone drove by and thought she was, like, getting punished? But we do. Now, we leave our gate open because in the winter, it expands and we can't get the back door open. So we leave it just a little crack.
Yeah.
And so that's why it was open. It's not like we just always, well, I guess we do always leave it open, but it was awful.
Sorry, babe. That is awful.
Yeah, I had to call my mom and be like, Mom, I'm the worst parent in the world. And everyone, I tell him, like, listen to this horrible thing that I did. It's like, I feel like I sinned and I need to repent.
Like, it's just like, validate me. Let me know I'm a good mother.
Or just tell me I'm horrible because I know it.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Aww.
And then I hugged Jackson. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And then Lacey, I brought her back inside and we were trying to go to the store. And I said, put your shoes on. You know, I kind of blew her off. Put your shoes on. We got to go. And she just sits down in the fireplace with her eyes completely glazed over. And I was like, are you okay? And she just looked at me and shook her head, no. So I went and held her for a little while. She's like shaken from being trapped.
Now she's going to have a complex.
I know. A fear of alleyways.
A fear of wooden doors.
It was bad. That's like the worst thing I've done in a long time.
Oh, sorry, babe.
Of course, that's why you're gone. Then, so while Barry was gone, I had to go sign all of our papers for closing on our house.
Yes.
And my mom said, why don't you go to the store alone after you're done signing papers?
Yeah.
And she said, I don't have to be anywhere until 3:30, so take your time. And I was like, 3:30? Sweet. So I'm at the store just tra-la-la-ing around, and all of a sudden it hits me. What the heck am I thinking? School gets out at, or the kids get off the bus at 2:58. And there I was thinking, I have till 3:30.
Yeah.
Just totally brain. And I look at my phone and it's 2:56. So they're getting off the bus in 2 minutes. There's no way I could zip home. I'm in line with my huge shopping cart full of stuff. I call my neighbor, just like, I'm almost in tears. I'm shaking. I'm so scared. Because I have been home late once, like a minute late, and Grayson got scared.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, call my neighbor. And I was like, I'm such an idiot. It was just a bad week.
Yeah.
And I told her, I forgot my kids. You've got to pick them up and let them come over while I'm doing this. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. And anyway, another thing. That happened the next day, I think. No, the day before. So I have forgetting Lacey out in the alleyway and then forgetting all of my kids. It was just, I just need a nap.
Well, yeah, and you stayed up late every night, right?
I know, with you gone. And my last story. Oh, besides, my kids have... Some kid introduced my kid to Minecraft songs on YouTube. And that is the only thing that we've heard in our house for the last week.
Yeah.
But I kind of like them.
Some of them
are okay.
They're
really catchy.
Yeah, they're catchy.
So anyway, that's that.
All right.
Minecraft. But we're at the library.
Okay.
And it's late, not like 5:30 late, because I thought, Barry's not home. I don't need to make dinner.
Yeah.
We're having hot dogs. So woo! I let the kids stay late at the library. We're on the playground, and all of a sudden, a stray dog comes over and is kind of sniffing out all the kids. And Grayson just kind of teases it, and the dog just bends down and latches onto Grayson's shoe, like the tongue of his shoe. And will not let go. And he starts shaking him. And I mean, this is a pretty big dog. And Grayson's kind of screaming, kind of laughing. But the dog is spinning him around. So Grayson's hopping around in a circle on one leg. Just kind of like,
yeah.
Kind of. And so I go over there. I don't know anything about dogs. And so I was like, drop it. Trying to keep away. I don't want it to bite me.
Now you all stop that.
I'm going to get rabies. But I was like, stop it, dog. And my friend who saw me, she owns dogs, knows how to deal with them. She came over and got the dog to drop it, finally, because Grayson's starting to get a little scared. And I was like, Grayson, just run onto the playground so he doesn't get you. And I thought he was going to go for this, like, jungle gym thing, but he goes to the slide. So he runs up the slide, and the dog starts chasing him, and he's screaming, going up the slide stairs and then down the slide. And the dog jumps up to the top of the slide and jumps all the way down the slide and tackles Grayson. Grayson falls on the sidewalk and the dog's just trying to rip the shoe off of his foot. And the whole time I'm
Must have been keeping his hot dog there.
I'm just laughing like, what the heck? I'm laughing and scared because I don't want it to actually attack him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so finally, my friend, I look so pathetic. My friend comes again, gets the dog off his shoe, and I'm like, Grayson, get on the jungle gym! And so he runs over and jumps on the jungle gym, and the dog runs away. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay, Grayson? And he goes, Mom, you should have been filming that. We could have put it on YouTube.
Of course,
I
right?
I was like, aw.
That's the generation we live
it
in.
It is, but what's sad is that it also crossed my mind. while it was happening. I should film this, but I thought I should film this for Barry, not for YouTube, but
we could
it
be,
is a sad society.
We could have our 15 minutes of fame right now, honey. And
I know,
you ruined it.
Trying to save my kid.
That's right.
Dang it. I just thought it was so funny that he was like partially terrified.
Yeah.
Partially think it's so funny. And his one thought was, we could have been famous.
Yeah. This was our chance.
You ruined it, Mom. So.
That's funny.
But yeah, my week was special, special week.
So, speaking about special week, Thanksgiving's this week.
Holla!
And which leads into the Christmas, right after that.
Oh, I'm sorry. There is gum in the water bottle.
Oh.
I just drank a water bottle and I said it tasted like gum. And I just looked in it and there is gum. This is not the water bottle I meant to drink.
Thank you, courtesy children.
Oh, gross.
Anyway. Yes, gummy water.
Oh, that's probably my gum, actually.
But,
sorry.
It's okay.
I'm gonna barf.
But we are going, right after Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, like, full-fledged. And so, we're like, okay, let's talk about Christmas. And
wait. For the record,
oh.
I love Thanksgiving.
I do, too.
I don't get this, like, hey, let's skip over the one holiday that's only about food.
See, but Christmas, you eat just the same amount of food.
That's true, but it's not about food.
It's not? Because a lot of people focus a lot on the food in Christmas.
Well, they shouldn't. That's not the purpose of Christmas, but it is the purpose of Thanksgiving.
Is it? Or is Thanksgiving the purpose of being grateful for the things we have?
I'm grateful for this food that I have.
Well, I'm grateful for the food and Christmas.
I'm just saying, people that don't like Thanksgiving make me sad. Because I love every holiday.
It's true. Holidays are just fun.
They are. So, anyway, what were we saying?
But with holidays can come a lot of stress, especially Christmas.
For real.
So,
and I'm feeling it already.
So we found a short little blog that talks about 5 simple ways to keep Christmas simple. Boom. So because I really liked, you know, the author talks a little bit about it, and she said. You know, basically, we shouldn't stress over giving the perfect gift, and we shouldn't overextend ourselves financially trying to buy memories.
Right.
And I really like that. Like, how often are we buying something so that, essentially, yeah, you're like buying memories. Our kids are going to remember this, they're going to love it, and they're going to blah, 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 this. So, here are some other ways that maybe you can create memories instead of buying memories and making Christmas a little bit simpler in your home.
You know, when you say that, it's funny because, like, on Christmas Day, my parents did love to give us...
Indulge.
They love to buy us stuff for Christmas, like good things. But I can't remember necessarily anything that they got me growing up. But I remember my dad always wore the Santa hat. And my mom said, we open presents one by one. We watch everyone open their presents. So my dad would, he'd play Santa and he would give, like, you know, my brother would open his present. And then my other brother would open his present. And hours and hours of Christmas. And I love that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you do it now for our family.
I do.
And so it's kind of like, our kids aren't going to remember it. Even if you spend $500 to get them everything they want.
Yeah.
Or more. People are insane.
I remember some of my gifts, but I do remember a lot of the memories as well. But let's keep it simple.
Okay.
All right. Number one, simple decorations. So long gone are the days of decking every hall in our home, the author says. She just talks about doing like very, very simplistic. Like she has like a nativity and then like a tiny Charlie Brown-esque tree.
And a poinsettia.
And that's it. It's just something.
That's a little too extreme for me.
They said that just something to remind them that it's the season. And we were both thinking, like, you don't even get a big Christmas tree and, you know, deck it out and everything. Like, I don't think that's extreme. But, you know the people that are hardcore. But I think it could still be simple and still look nice and, like, even elegant.
Right. Well, and, like, for us, we collect... Santa's. We have a big display, not a small, it's growing.
Yeah.
Display of Santa's. But I used to love snowmen. So I have my snowmen little decorations and we have our Santa's and we have our everything. packing that stuff up after Christmas is the bane of my existence.
Aww.
It takes forever, and I hate being careful with all these little breakable trinket things. So I totally want to get on board with this.
Of just the nativity and the poinsettia?
Well, no, I'm saying let's not put up all the snowmen.
That's right. Well, I mean...
Put up all the Santas.
Yeah, just... You can keep decorations simple, but still have plenty of decorations that it looks nice.
Let's just say stop looking on Pinterest, because those people are insane.
Yeah, don't follow the Pinterestites.
Like, I get doing your mantle for every holiday. I think that's pretty. But you don't have to take every picture off your wall and have Christmas pictures. Or bedrooms don't need their own Christmas trees.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do that, if that's your thing, that's cool. I'm just saying... Don't pressure yourself to be insane.
Yeah, maybe if you kept it simple in the decoration route, your Christmas will be a little less stressful this year.
But I do love. I love everything about Christmas.
Yes.
Next one is simple traditions. And she said, while we don't wait until Christmas Eve to put up our tree, we do look forward to a Christmas Eve lunch with our children. And then they go to church at nighttime. And she said, Christmas Day is just spent in front of the fire, enjoying the peacefulness that the holiday brings. Granted, this lady's old.
She's a grandma.
She's, well, we're assuming she's a grandma. She's just an older looking woman.
Yeah.
But I mean, this could be the same thing as we don't have to do the most over the top things for Christmas for our kids to think it's special.
Yeah. No, it's true. Like, I mean, we have simple traditions that we do and everything like that. I don't think we go too crazy on the tradition route.
Yeah, but I've already thought this year I want to go ride that train thing and I want to do the boat ride thing.
Yeah.
All these Christmas things.
You want to do all these crazy things that cost ka-ching money.
Yeah. See, my thing is I want Christmas to be 25 days.
Yeah.
I want it to be every day, but that adds up.
Yeah. Yes,
so
it does.
That's going to be, simple traditions is going to be a little hard for me.
That's right.
But we have some fun ones that
we
are
do.
Relatively free.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we spend a lot of money on any of the traditions that we actually do and have. So, I think we're good in that area.
Yeah. And then the next one is...
Simple giving. So, essentially, they just, you know, like we said, she's older, so her kids aren't at home. So, they spend all their money to give to others in need. And we looked at that and we're like, okay, but you can still do that when you have, you know, four little kids at home like we do, or any kids at home. Where there are community programs and things, like, you could pretty much go to, like, any department store, basically, and they're going to have, like, a giving tree, like, by the United Way or something else where they're...
Or the fill the shoebox.
Yeah, they have little angels that you can grab, and they tell you the age of the child and what they want, and you get that thing on what they want. And we've done that before,
yeah.
Where our kids are involved, and we try to show them, like... We're giving another kid.
We do it almost every year.
You know, and so I think you can still do that as a family and not have to ditch all of your presents for everyone else, but you can still get someone in need of something as well.
Right, but keep it simple.
but keep it simple.
The next one is simple shopping. For years, we built our present buying on these three principles. Something they want, something to read, something they need. But we've heard this one. Something I want, something I need, something I'll wear, something I'll read.
So yeah, I like that. I mean, essentially, I'm never going to keep to that, though, because I like to give my... We like to...
We're gift givers.
We're gift givers as well. But that's a smart little list, like something you want and... And the thing is, it's like, especially with kids, it's hard for them to understand, like, something they want and something they need.
Right.
Because in their mind, it's the same thing.
It is in my mind, too.
That's right. So.
But what we did do this year was we already had our little family thing where we give each kid their printable letter to Santa. And we wrote our letters to Santa already. But what we did is we only allowed 12 slots.
Yeah.
So you could only write 12 things, and some of them had to be candy.
Yeah, some of them had to be, what kind of candies do you want in your stocking?
So it gave, and when we handed them out, one of our kids said, only 12! And so, to me, that was kind of like saying, you really have to recognize that you're not going to get everything,
yeah.
So pick the most important things and And but we've already told him you might get like 5 things.
Yeah. So simple shopping. I think it's smart to not go crazy, but you know, like once again, it is your thing. But I think anyone that is willing and does go into debt for buying Christmas presents, you're dumb. I said it.
Hey.
If you're going into debt with a credit card, like some people like max out their credit cards.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm talking about those. I'm not talking about like, oh, you use your credit card for a purchase that you are going to pay off like the next month or two. I'm talking about people that have
thousands
of dollars on their credit card and max them out to the total to buy presents. And I'm like, you don't need to do that.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. But it is hard when you see what other people are buying their kids to not be like, should I really be buying that?
Well, and the thing is, I mean, we've already experienced that with our kids being in school, our older ones, like their classmates are like, this is what I got for Christmas.
So-and-so got an iPad.
Yeah. So-and-so got a phone or something like that. And it's just like, well, sorry, you're not going to get those things.
Yeah, but it is hard, so good luck. Next one is, is it me? Simple.
Is it? Oh, I don't know. Simple cookies.
Simple cookies.
So I thought it was interesting she put it because being a grandma, we're suspecting one of their, I think this could have been put into family traditions because it sounds like she gets her family together to bake cookies.
But her point is you don't have to go crazy baking a million things.
Or just food in general. So maybe to keep your meals a little bit more simpler than you normally would have for Christmas.
It's kind of like one time when we were much younger, we made a list of people we wanted to take a goodie plate to. And we kept adding upon it. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Well, we ended up having like 18 plates.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And we made like 6 or 7 treats to go on the plates. And it was...
It was intense.
Stressful.
Yeah, it was pretty intense when we haven't done it since then.
Yeah, we've learned our lesson. So I think that's what she's saying is the baking that you do doesn't have to... You don't have to have 15 different types of cookie just because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Pick your favorites and stick to it. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Except that I love cookies.
Me too. So that's it. 5 things to do to keep Christmas a little bit more simple in your household.
Tell us what you do to keep your Christmas simple.
Definitely.
Do you not like it simple? Maybe you don't like it.
Maybe you want to be crazy. Tell us the crazy decorations that you put up. Or send us put a picture on our Facebook page replying to the post of this podcast. We would love to see your Christmas lights and decorations. See how crazy you are. That's right. Anyway, so thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, but we are most active on Facebook, and we'd love to interact with you there. And you can email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com, and make sure, most importantly, it is Christmas, after all, to subscribe,
rate,
and review.
Review
our show on iTunes.
Give your friends the gift of the clown car.
That's right. The gift that keeps on giving. And until next time, enjoy your circus.